not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, everyone. I'm Chimene Nugent, and I'm so glad that you're here. We have an amazing show for you today. First, I want to say my friend, Pastor Anthony Thomas of Naples, Florida. He's the lead pastor at Tip of the Spear Church, and I am so excited to have him here. Pastor Anthony, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks, Chimene. It's an honor.
So you're really, I think, I call you my pastor. Even though we're not always in the same city, but I call you and you have always given me some words of encouragement. As you saw in my new intro, I hope you like my new intro. This is a spiritual war that we're going through. And you talked about that at Bard's Fest, and we've always been talking about that. What in your eyes is the most important thing that people can focus on besides Jesus? How do we get to feeling confident about the times ahead?
What an awesome question. And God just gave me something so fresh here, and I want to share it. We've been in the midst of this battle, and it's only going to intensify. So I've been telling the congregation and people wherever God opens the door for me to share that this battle is only going to escalate. And I was asking God, what are you doing right now in the midst of this? And this is what he said. He said, I'm about ready to awaken regional champions. And I said, regional champions? And he began to walk me through what's going to be happening right now in the days to come. He took me to a passage in 2 Chronicles 16:9, and it says this. This is from heaven's perspective of what's going on right now. It said, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong. Now, that word strong is a powerful one. In the Hebrew, it's kazak, and it means to be strong, fortified, or I love this one, obstinate. So we have a mandate from heaven right now to be obstinate for Jesus and for his cause. And he said to be strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. So I believe right now that we are in a time where God's gaze is literally upon people throughout the earth, and he's looking for those that are going to awaken and respond and become the champions right now in this great battle that we and I live in. There is a summoning right now from heaven, and this is powerful. Psalms 19:5, I love this passage. It says, it is like a champion rejoicing to run his course. And so you think of this, Chimene, right now, champions are being called from all over, especially in this country. I've gone all over the world and shared the gospel for over 20 years as a pastor, but never have we needed the gospel and the power of the kingdom of God more in the United States of America than now. And this says that champions are going to experience a joy right now. And I know for many people, they've been downcast and oppressed and it's dark. No. This is not the time to be depressed. This is the time to receive joy from heaven, to get in your course, because it says like a champion rejoicing to run his course. That means that you and I, that course has already been set. And it's so powerful what's going on. And I think that's the times we live in right now. And I'm more encouraged than I've ever been. And I just want to comment on you, Chimene. You're running your course from God as a champion from heaven. And if people are watching this, Chimene is an absolute example, and so is Ted, of those who have taken up a mandate and a mantle and are running a powerful course and shaking this thing up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And you always give me such kind words. And sometimes I'm I don't accept them easily, but I do realize that the mandate for me is huge. And as Mark Wesson said in at Bard's Fest, not only am I like an arrow that God is shooting, there are so many other people. Anthony, how can you encourage people to stop thinking, I'm just a, you know, a housekeeper, or I'm just a mechanic, or I'm just a whatever? God has put you exactly where you need to be, right?
Yes, the Bible says to know no man or woman after the flesh. That means God does not see us according to how people see. God sees our destiny and our calling right now. And what the devil is very terrified is this right now. There is a shaking that's about ready to come. If we look at the United States as a whole, many people have been praying for revival for our nation, and we need it. We need it like ever before. But this is what God showed me. He said, I'm going to first shake regions up before I shake the nation. You know, Jesus in Acts 1:8, right before he went to heaven, he gave his final message to his disciples. And he said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses. And this is what he said, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. That means Jesus talked about taking regions for Christ before we could ever take a nation. So my question to the audience today would be, why not you?
Right.
Why not be one of the champions that God's going to use? You've been through all types of different things. You've been through adversity. You've been through attacks. You've been through heartache. You've been through setbacks. You've been through all these different things because God's preparing you. Charles Spurgeon, one of the greatest preachers of all times, he said, God chooses his best soldiers out of the highlands of affliction. So if you've been through some stuff in this life, you have been prepared to become a champion that God wants to use mightily in this time. And I believe this, we are going to see entire regions touched by the power of God through people that are willing to say, Lord, use me. I know right here in Naples, Florida, Freedom Town, USA, we got people that are shaking it up. People that have said, God, use me. We're going to see our county. We're going to see our region. Absolutely a embassy of heaven and a place where people can come and experience the presence of God. And I believe this, you're going to see different regions right now. We've seen regions in darkness, Shemaine, and whole places where hell has come and it looks like hell on earth. But I believe God's about ready to raise his champions up. And it's going to come out of people that would shock you. So do not look at yourself as people look, but look at yourself from how God sees you.
So for those who are watching who don't really understand spiritual warfare, Pastor Anthony, sometimes I talk about this to people and they just kind of give me the rolled eye look. How can you describe spiritual warfare and what's happening, the battle in the heavenlies right now?
It's a great question. Jesus sums it up better than anyone, as it always does. He says, I came to bring life and life more abundance. Anytime you see life and abundance, it has the fingerprints of Jesus Christ on it. But this is what Jesus said of the devil. He says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So when you see those things going on in the natural realm, you understand that there is a spiritual force that's behind it that's empowering it. And that's the key, is God and the devil partner with people. And so you may see a person, but what you don't see is the spiritual force behind them that's propelling us. But Jesus showed us, if you see these fingerprints, you'll know who's empowering that individual. When it's life and abundance, you know that the Spirit of Christ is helping that individual to release those virtues. And you know when there's death and destruction, which we see, wickedness, perversion, darkness, all these different things we see like a flood right now over our nation, we understand that there are demonic powers behind it. And unless you deal with the supernatural, because supernatural means above the natural order, you will never change the natural realm around us. We have been created to engage both realms at the same time.
I love that. And you, my friend, have been on fire for God, of course, but showing up at school board meetings, talk about that.
We've been to a lot of different meetings. We've seen wicked agendas and people partnering with diabolical things to castrate children, to pervert children, to, I mean, just things that are unimaginable that I would have never imagined we would never be dealing with. And we have a mandate as the Church of the Living God to stand as believers and say, no, not on my watch. And so we have great champions in Naples, Florida, one of which is Alfie Oaks, great businessman who's taking his life and calling and advancing freedom. And we have different individuals that have partnered together and say, we're not going to have this on our watch. So we've been very vocal because these are not times that you can be silent anymore. If we do not stand and we do not stand now, we are going to watch our nation and the next generations of young people completely lost. And so I have a mandate. I'm not going to stand for it. I will stand in every breath God has given me for this fight, because this is what God called us as champions to fight this battle.
I love it. And I love hanging out with you as we did at Bard's Fest. You're a tall guy, a big guy, and fearless from what I see. How could you encourage people who are not confident like you are? You have a military background, and so that has instilled a lot of confidence in you, I'm sure. But what would you say to somebody who's not feeling quite so confident?
One of the greatest things is to know who stands behind you. And when you understand you stand with Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, there are times, Shemaine, where I had situations where I don't feel confident, but then I remember who I stand with. And that's why that scripture says that those who are loyal to God, he will strengthen. He'll put a supernatural strength in you. The Bible says, when we feel weak, Jesus is strong. And so I remind myself, no matter what I go through, and I've been through a lot of things that have tried to absolutely take me out, is that God stands with me, and he commanded me to be strong and courageous. And if he gave me that command as my king, then he will strengthen me to be able to carry it out. That's why I've learned, Shemaine, I don't have a lot of confidence in myself anymore. I mean, I'm a Marine Corps veteran. I've been through a lot of stuff, but my confidence is in whom I serve and his ability to cause me to stand. Because if he says Anthony will stand, then Anthony will stand. And no forces that come against me will be able to knock me over if he holds me up. On the contrary, if he's not causing me to stand, I'm just like any other person that can get knocked over easy. So my confidence, and the confidence I would instill in any other person, is no matter what you feel, Christ is with you. And he has everything you ever need in this life to stand.
Anthony, hopefully sometime soon you and I are going to do a spiritual warfare conference. But how can people, until then, find out more about you?
So two things. Number one, as far as spiritual warfare, I got to give a shameless plug to my spiritual father and mentor and a great friend of mine, Pastor Jess Parker from Glad Tidings Church in Yuba City. His website is tdsministries.com. Some of the best materials on spiritual warfare, I think, that are out there, period. I really encourage you to visit them to understand how to be a warrior and fight. How you can get a hold of me, tipofthespearchurch.org. That's our website. We put messages on there every week. And every message we put on is meant to give people practical and solid spiritual warfare tools to advance and be victorious in this thing called life. So I don't go into a lot of ethereal stuff. I go into very powerful and spiritual things, but practical of how you can live a victorious life in Christ.
I love it. Pastor Anthony Thomas, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Don't go away. We'll be right back with the Medical Rebel. Hey there, Shemaine Nugent here. Thank you so much for checking out The Stakes with Never Ever Label. Ted and I absolutely love them. We're like sad when we run out. So we never run out. Go to switchtoamericawithshemaine.com. That's switchtoamericawithshemaine, S-H-E-M-A-N-E.com. Joining me live now is surgeon and author of Surviving the Medical Meltdown, Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Lee, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you.
So off air, you and I were talking about mosquitoes and malaria. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, again, so, you know, there's a series, I call it disease whack-a-mole. I mean, they're just coming out with a series of diseases, and it's a fear-mongering effort, in my opinion. They've lied to us at every turn, and now the big lie is, oh, we have to be afraid, and we can't do anything about this. And I'm just going to point out that, yes, even if they make this stuff, even if they inject malaria and they infect mosquitoes and release them, we have treatments. And, you know, I'm just going to go back what I've said before. Maybe I don't know if I've said it on the show, but my big thing I tell people is ancient medicine was very simple. They had two treatments: get right with God, purification, and detoxification. Modern medicine, in the words of Max Kaiser, the economist, has been complexified and crapified. We've made things overly complex. You have to have a precise diagnosis and then a precisely defined treatment based on that diagnosis, which usually doesn't work out very well. You spend $1 billion to get a diagnosis that doesn't get the root cause. I mean, you know all about this. You talk about this. The you don't get to the root cause of the problem. They just give it names and they put Band-Aids on it. And really, we're in the same world the ancients were in. There are only so many treatments, and we don't need to run around and get precise diagnoses. So, for example, malaria has the same treatment as other parasites, as other toxins. Now, we know that there are about five things we need to take care of in the human body. Parasites, we need to take care of parasites, toxins, supplement our deficiencies, electromagnetic frequency. Those are the things that we need to do. And plus, we still need to get right with God. So if you do those things, we don't have to live in fear. You see, they thrive on our fear and our chaos and all this stuff. And I would just tell people, let's not play disease whack-a-mole. Everybody go out and do those four things, and then you don't have to fear these guys. But in the meantime, I'll just tell you, my friend Bob Sisson, goes by Bob the Plumber on Brighton. Okay, when he had a religious conversion, he wanted to do something for the world, and he ended up, I don't remember the whole story, but he ended up in Uganda during the time of the warlords, and he was treating people with chlorine dioxide. Now, I first heard about chlorine dioxide years ago, and I thought, oh, this is too good to be true, but it's not. And I don't tell people to use it because I don't want to go to jail. They put people in jail for telling you about this. I mean, this is how big the deal it is. You can't import the crystals into Canada. That tells us we're over the target. But it really is a miracle stuff. I mean, this is really a gift from God, because the chlorine, and it's not the only thing I'm suggesting, but chlorine dioxide has the properties of being a universal antidote, and it doesn't really matter what you get poisoned with; it helps you get rid of it, and it helps for some reason parasites are very sensitive to it. So I'm not saying it's good for all parasites, but I'm going to tell you, for malaria, it's the bomb. So what they do in Africa, they'll take people that have malaria, they'll bring them into the camp and they'll treat them. And then they'll look at their blood and they'll see the trypanosoma parasites swimming around in the blood. They treat them, and 4 hours later, they look at the blood again. It's gone. Now, there's a life cycle to this parasite, so you can't just do it once. But my point is, it's cheap, it's effective, and they don't want us to know about it. That tells me all I need to know.
Well, a couple things. I love how you have a whole mind, body, spirit approach to health. My book, Killer House, which just came out, it's number one in two categories on Amazon right now. It stemmed from my inability to get help when I was sick, right, and almost dying with migraines from toxic mold. And I went through the story about, you know, I went to dozens of different doctors. Nobody could help me. But the other important element, I wrote the book as a story, and I told about some difficult situations emotionally that I had endured in my marriage. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because when somebody says something to you that's, you know, cruddy or whatever, you might make you feel bad, that has a physiological effect on your body.
Yes, it does.
And it can set you up for getting sicker faster. And I think that's one of the reasons why I did get sicker faster. And toxic mold, nobody's talking about it except me right now. But I think that is one way of detoxifying your body with alternative remedies or functional medicine. But talk a little bit about parasites and how we can actually remove parasites from our body.
Well, again, and that's why I still start with chlorine dioxide, because it it clears things out from the blood and from the bowel pretty well. And the idea is that you do this on a regular basis, and it helps, at least I do it on a regular preventive basis, so that the earlier you catch things, the easier it is in any situation to get rid of it. The second thing is you need to generally improve your immune system. So yeah. What parasites do, and this is why I think that people are going down with cancer after the vaccine, the turbo cancer, the German scientists are saying cancer is parasites. Parasites are MS. Parasites are a lot of things that we did not appreciate before. This is biopsy proven, autopsy proven stuff I'm saying. So there are certain drugs that we know that help parasites a lot. You know, the classic ivermectin. Ivermectin is a great anti-parasitic drug. Now, the problem is we're all infected. One of the big lies, we're all infected with parasites. We get them as children, and unless we're like the old farm kids, they would get wormed every month, but we stopped doing that. You know, medicine, as it was crapified, medicine stopped doing the things it should have been doing. And so we should be deworming, for a better word. It's not just about worms. These are intracellular little microorganisms as well that are parasites. And now we're in a world of potential man-made parasites. But whatever it is, when you look at the physics, not just the biology, but the physics of this whole thing, chlorine dioxide helps. Ivermectin, you can cycle it. I've got a whole, if anybody, the details, I've got a whole video on my website and a whole protocol that I worked out that I've used for me. And I wish I could tell you that there are parasite doctor experts in America, but if there are, please come forward, because I can't find you. I've become, as an orthopedic surgeon, I've become the reluctant parasite queen, because people are looking for answers and they're really not to be had out there. They taught us in medical school that we'll teach you about parasites, but you don't have to worry about it. It's a third world country problem. Well, no, it is not. And so, you know, you pick a drug, and I've got three that I like. I like nitazoxanide, I like ivermectin, and I like, fenbendazole and chlorine dioxide. But I always use chlorine dioxide as just for me as my daily detoxifier. And then I do these cycling protocols for the others. The other thing you need to know is we need sunlight. The other thing they've lied to us about is, oh, put that sunscreen on, you might wrinkle up, or you'll get skin cancer. Don't go to the tanning booths, they're dangerous. Don't get, you know, that's all nonsense. You know, we need a little daily sun, and that's why people get sick in the winter. So infrared sauna, near infrared light, that's what helps us get rid of toxins. It charges our batteries, literally.
So where do you get this chlorine dioxide?
Well, and that too, I have on my site, themedicalrebel.com. You can get it from, there's KV Labs, Amazon.com. I mean, there's all sorts of sources. I take the crystals and I make it up myself. Like Bob Sisson literally took tons of crystals into Uganda. He puts his money where his mouth is, and he does a lot of good. And Bishop Grennan is in jail now, but he was doing the same thing in Colombia, where they take these crystals, and it's very easy. If you can cook, you can make it yourself, and it's dirt cheap. These are like treating people with life-threatening diseases like malaria for pennies. You see why the pharmaceutical companies don't like us talking about it.
Yeah, it's almost as if they start a virus with already having the antidote in mind so they can benefit from that financially, which is a shame. I mean, shouldn't this government try to heal its citizens and want to, you know, used to be when I was growing up, you would take care of your health, and having fast food was a once in a while thing. Now it's, you know, unfortunately what people have been living on, and it's toxic. And we need, there is a pandemic, and that's overweight and obesity in this country. A lot of other countries don't eat the way that we do, and we've been so prone to get the big gulp, you know, size up, supersize it for the same price. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, and if I don't know if you can even see it on this site, but I have for under my title here, The Medical Rebel, I have war is a series of catastrophes leading to victory. We're in a war, and we have to wake up to the fact that they're not trying to save our health. They're really trying to depopulate us and keep us dumbed down so that we're good little serfs. And, you know, I will tell you that medicine was much better before the government got involved. People cannot ask for government to help them. That is not their role. Government, their only role, and this is their, you know, like the whole thing in COVID, when these politicians are now saying, well, we didn't know, and we're sorry we made a mistake on the masks, like the premier of Alberta, you know, we're sorry, now we understand. No, that wasn't your job to begin with. Okay, the doctors can lie to us, the scientists can lie to us. Your job was to protect our liberty. Had you just said, let's get government out of it, let you make a choice, we would have been fine. And that's what we need to do. Free markets, keep us honest.
I agree. Dr. Lee Merritt, the Medical Rebel, themedicalrebel.com. I'm going to go get that protocol from you. I think it's super important. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, stick around. We have so much more. So don't go away. We're going to be right back. You know, if you don't have your health, you can't do the things you love to do with the people you love. So I tried a test. For the past couple of months, I've been adding a scoop of Field of Greens to my water, and I sip it throughout the day. Ted does too. And here's the good news. It tastes great. And I have more energy. I sleep better. I feel better. And if you want to, too, if you want to take care of your health, improve your health, go to fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code FREEDOM for a discount. If you want to feel better, who wants to go to the doctor right now? Nobody. Take care of your health. Be proactive. Get Field of Greens at fieldofgreens.com, promo code FREEDOM. Your body will thank you. Okay, so my next guest is a hip-hop artist, and he's an internet phenomenon. He's also a news analyst and a friend of my son's. His name is Anomaly. Thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I'm so glad because I started following you, and then I realized I talked to Rocco, my son Rocco, about it, and he goes, yeah, we're friends. I'm like, I had no idea. What made you...
We were vibing on the beach. We had a good day.
What made you want to go from a hip-hop artist to a news analyst?
When I did hip-hop, I always had a message. I never liked rap about like jewelry and cars, and it didn't appeal to me because I didn't have a lot of money. So I was like, why would I listen to a bunch of rappers flexing with their cash? And I always liked real music, real messages. And then a 2016 election, I just saw how dishonest the media was. I saw how Google was starting to rig searches in their favor and have a skew for the establishment. And I just dove in by mistake, and now I'm here. So I'm glad I did.
I love that. Have you been canceled at all?
My TikTok has been banned. I was crushing it on TikTok. I had like,
seriously,
you know, a couple hundred thousand followers. I went on vacation. I came back. It's gone. They stole $800 from my little bank account there. Won't answer an email. It's pretty nuts, but whatever.
I'm completely banned permanently on Twitter. So, you know, and there's the cancel culture, the, you know, the suppression and the shadow banning and things like that. Is there any area that you just don't go into?
No, I'll say whatever I want. I guess I try to just consider, I see it as a chess game. So during the pandemic, I did get demonetized. I had a bunch of videos, probably tens of millions of videos deleted off of YouTube. So they did get me. But I do try to play chess with them and beat them at their own game and say exactly what I want, but try to outsmart them. But sometimes you can't because they're tyrants and they'll get you anyway. Banned off Twitter. That's impressive. Like that's Elon should bring you back. We'll hit him up.
I know, right? My husband's sure. Not, but I am, of all people. So yeah, but I think what it is, and one of the things that I like about you too, is not only we speak the truth, we're speaking about what, you know, health, being healthy and taking care of our bodies, minds, and spirits and our faith. And I think that's what's most important to me. And maybe that's why I'm banned. Maybe they're coming after Christian conservatives. What are your thoughts?
They definitely are. No question. I mean, Christianity is almost outlawed in many ways. They hide it behind social justice and say that they're doing it for a good cause, but they're almost outlawing the Bible and a lot of things that it teaches. That's great that you teach health too, because I think a lot of political people, they're just fear mongering all the time, even on the right. I mean, obviously the left is garbage, but it's just like scare, nuclear war, and you look at the country and it's like, whether Trump wins or DeSantis wins or Biden wins, we still have an obesity problem, we still have an overdose problem, we still have a mental health problem. And people then think I'm like blaming Trump. They're like, what do you mean by that? I'm like, I'm just saying we need to play our part to make America great again. You know, it's going to take more than just voting and outraging over like the border. Do what you can with what you believe, but you do want to take care of yourself too, because I feel like this country's suffering for sure, health-wise.
So speaking of, I love that, because that's what I talk about too. I don't know if you know this, I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And my home and my book, Killer House, just got released. And Rocco was sickened, as a matter of fact, too. But yeah, so when you get sick and almost die, your health is super important and you realize how important it is. And that's why I wrote the book, to help change people's lives. And I think that's really why all of us are here, being internet warriors and trying to make a difference in other people's lives.
Right. And I think that, you know, it's a tough message for certain people. I mean, the left is totally gone. Like, they used to care about big pharma and now they're like marching, like they've lost their plot completely. But I think the conservative side, they think I'm hating sometimes when I say that, you know, when Trump was in, he hired a pharmacy lobbyist to run HHS and the FDA. The guy he picked was Scott Gottlieb, who went off to Pfizer. And they've been doing this for decades. It's nothing new. It's not like Trump is horrible because of it, but these issues won't get addressed. Like, the root level health in this country, very few people in politics care about it, or they don't think about it. And you just see some of the stuff that the CDC, the FDA is doing. The fact that our food quality is garbage. If you go to a McDonald's in Europe, they use different dough conditioner and different meat than they do in America. Why is an American company feeding more garbage products to our own people? These are things that don't get brought up in the political paradigm of like left and right and Trump and Biden. And it sucks, because I feel like that's part of the scam, is as long as people are fighting over, I mean, they're going to fight over Trump and DeSantis for a year. And then in a year, we're all going to act like it never happened. There's no really place or vehicle for this type of talk where it's like, listen, these health agencies are insane. I mean, 2020 proved how insane they are, and no one got held accountable. So it's not to blame the left or the right, but like, until people wake up to what we're eating, how the medical industry works, yes, big pharma, et cetera, they're going to keep doing it for sure. And it sucks.
Are you familiar with a treaty? The World Health Organization has a pandemic treaty, which they want to lay out recommendations related to international cooperation on pandemic prevention, preparedness, and response. Like, I don't remember voting for the WHO, for the World Health Organization, or WEF, or anything like that. Do you?
No, and it's funny, because when you say that, the fact checkers will pop up and be like, this isn't a binding treaty. It's not an official treaty. It's like, it's not official, but when Facebook is banning me on behalf of the World Health Organization, it is kind of official. Like, maybe that signature doesn't mean anything, but you have American companies banning American citizens for disagreeing with the World Health Organization. So as much as the fact checkers like to fact check that, clearly this agency or organization has power over our own tech companies, which is a massive issue.
And who are the fact checkers? I don't remember hiring them either.
I did a whole thing on that, because they actually responded to me, and it was an agency based out of France, literally saying that because people commented things in my comment section, that I'm responsible for that. Even though what I said was true, it's bad because on Facebook, they followed me to other social media and people commented, like, I'm being fact checked by a foreign country or an agency in a foreign country. They do a terrible job too. I mean, it's obviously, they're not even trying to do a good job. They're trying to protect the narrative of big pharma and the government bureaucracy. But I did a whole 30-minute video on that, and it just bothers me, because it's almost like someone coming to your stuff. Like, if I just like covered my hands on your camera, you know, it's like, this is my page, this is my news. Like, how dare you delete it? Like, who are you?
When I was growing up, we had three channels on TV. And ABC, NBC, CBS, and that's all. But it seems like there was so much more to watch. Now, I think with this pandemic, one thing we've all learned is what Zoom is, and that we can have this open communication. We've lost the freedom of speech, the First Amendment. They're coming after the Second Amendment, and I think the next, they're coming after the Bible. But I want to talk to you, I want to switch gears and talk to you about your music. Tell us about that and how you got started.
So I started since I was a kid, really. I started rapping in seventh grade, sixth grade, freestyling, lunch table. But I started posting online in 2008 because I saw YouTube as a vehicle from a small town to get out there to labels. I actually had meetings with labels. I had deals when I was 19, 20. I always turned them down because it didn't feel right. The percentages were bad and they tried to change my message even back then. So I just released by myself. I have tens of millions of streams, independent. I don't use a marketing budget. And yeah, I just try to make music that I like on my own time, completely independently. And now as I get older and wiser, I think my lyrics are getting older and wiser because I have certain songs I look back on and I'm like, why did I say that? But that's just where I was at the time.
I love that. And you say older, but do you mind if I ask how old you are?
Yeah, 33. It's okay.
33. Oh, and Rocco's 32. He's going to be 33. So you guys are about the same age. That's so cool.
Nice. Yeah, we're not super old, but I think when you're like 19 and 25, you're rapping. I was rapping about different stuff. I was not as I had somewhat of the wisdom, but I was also a little bit ignorant, you know, most people are at that age.
God has used you now, and look at what has gone on in this pandemic and your voice. You've got so many hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers, and you're making a difference in people's lives. So kudos to you. Congratulations. And don't stop.
Thank you. Yeah, God is great. And I have a good work ethic. I've definitely struggled in my life. And now that I'm able to work by myself, I just keep it going. Plus, it's nice. You know, I feel like if you weren't doing this, you'd probably be calling a friend, having similar conversations, just venting. Like, everybody vents to each other. So sometimes I'm like, I'm not even gonna call my friend. I'm like, just come on the live stream and we could, you know, it's a great profession to have. We're very blessed.
That's a good way to put it. I like that. What's next for you?
Just keeping working, more videos, more music, and possibly some new ventures, but I'm just trying to take it day by day and not get tangled too much because I do my own production. I do my own thumbnails. Like, I've been doing it for 15 years. So perhaps a partnership with people that will do my production, but we'll see. For now, everything's good. And, just releasing new music.
Well, maybe we can help you out with that. How can people find you and message you about helping you?
Yeah, for sure. Dream Rare on Instagram, it's DREAMRARE, Dream Rare. DreamRareLinks.com has all my links. So if you go to Dream Rare Links, that's what it is. And Dream Rare, I have Made in the USA merch and some cool messages and stuff. But yeah, Dream Rare on Instagram, Anomaly, A-N-0-M-A-L-Y on Facebook or music. But all that's kind of hard. I would just go to DreamRareLinks.com and find whatever social media that hasn't banned me like they banned you on Twitter and me on TikTok. I should be everywhere else.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking the time out. God bless. All right, guys, don't go away. We're going to be right back. I learned the hard way that having your health is the most important thing in the world, because if you don't have your health, you can't do anything. You can't do what you love to do with the people you love. I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And I understand all too well that, you know, it's important to keep our immune system healthy, to make sure that what you're ingesting is healthy and clean. People in East Palestine didn't have clean water. Nor did they in Flint, Michigan. And I was afraid to drink the water. So I searched for a water treatment system that can be installed in a home or in an apartment quickly, and one that works. And guess what? It tastes good too. Century H2O water system is amazing. Ted and I love it. We're drinking the water all the time, all throughout the day. It removes harmful toxins like lead and fluoride and cyanide. Why is there cyanide or arsenic or pesticides in our water? There are. And sulfates and nitrates and bacteria and vinyl chloride. Have you heard that word before, that phrase? PFAs and PFOs and pharmaceutical VOCs, volatile organic compounds, and so much more. Century enriches water with essential nutrients like calcium, magnesium, and it helps with your nerve function and muscle development, and it helps regulate your blood sugar levels and so much more. So check it out, Century H2O, centuryh2o.com, and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. Who doesn't love a discount? Joining me right now is the creator of Century H2O, Nelson McElveen. Nelson, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me on. It's exciting.
So you are responsible for helping to provide the East Palestine residents with some fresh water. Talk about that for a minute.
Well, we sent one of our influencers into East Palestine, and the water was so toxic that you couldn't drink it. They actually lighting it on fire. Okay. So I'm watching them burn the ground. And I own an injection molding company, and we run vinyl chloride. And the reason we use it for smoke detectors is because it doesn't burn. So I'm like scratching my head, like, what's going on here? You know, something's not adding up. And so that's when we got involved. We bring our resins in from Germany. And I call my guy, my chemist, and I say, hey, what do we got for vinyl chloride? And he says, oh, we got a special product just developed for vinyl chloride. So we added it to our package, and that's what we sent into East Palestine. We had tests done, and it's 100% removal of the vinyl chloride on the test. And they're on our website. Look at it.
That is awesome. You know what is so disheartening, though, Nelson? Why isn't our government doing this?
I would rather not say.
Well, you can say I came to this platform, Real America's Voice, because I'm banned on Twitter and I'm suppressed on other social media. But we can talk about it if you want to. But it, you know what? I don't know how some of these people sleep at night, and they're not taking care of our own residents, our own veterans, and providing them with good, clean, healthy water. So I'm so grateful that our paths have crossed and that now Ted and I have been able to drink clean water, which shouldn't that be everywhere?
It used to be. Okay. It used to be. And okay. So here's the thing. I was listening to your segue with the doctor. Very interesting. So you brought up the fact about people being obese. It's not fast food. It's the water. So every time, when did bottled water become the standard? When did dead water become the standard? RO water kills you. Takes out all the nutrients out of the water, and you need that in your system. You need those minerals, right? So you grab a bottle of dead water, and you drink it. What happens is the little plastic inside those bottles goes into your system and seals off your POBs and POCs, and your fat cells can't release. So now people are just getting obese off of that. So we think that, go ahead.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
People don't think that the water's doing that to them. They think that this is the standard. It's not the standard. What we're presenting right now is 21st century technology, not 20th century technology. That's the difference. It's a whole new way of thinking about water.
I learned about that, and I agree with you. However, I do think if your meal is served through a drive-through window and includes only hamburger and french fries and a soda, that probably would contribute to overweight and obesity. But yeah, I learned about drinking out of plastic water bottles years ago when I got sick and almost died from toxic mold. And Dr. Ray, who helped me at the Environmental Health Center, I had a plastic water bottle in my hand. He grabbed it on my hand and he goes, you can never drink out of that again. And people don't realize that especially here in Texas, we've got severe heat warnings. It's over 100 degrees. It's nothing new, but 100 days of 100 degrees. And every time I drive by a gas station, I see pallets of water in plastic bottles, wrapped in plastic, sitting outside in the 100 degree temperature in the sun, cooking. So the chemicals from that plastic infiltrates into the water, and you're ingesting that. And what I love about your product is that you don't have to do that. You can hook this up and drink clean water.
Now, Shemaine, this is something that's coming out in the near future. We're coming out with this water in a can. That's coming out. That's coming out in the next 6 months. We're working on that now with some folks. And oh, you're gonna love this part. It's got AI technology on it, so that you'll be able to talk to the can, and the can, like, say, if I'm not feeling healthy today, the can will have words on it that will come back at you and tell you what you need to do.
Well, I don't know if I would like the AI telling me what I need to do, because it's probably not going to point me in the right direction after looking at my social media. But I do think that this is an amazing product and amazing what you're doing. When I first heard about you were sending water treatment systems to East Palestine, I thought, this is incredible. I want to partner with these guys, and I want to help you, because government's not helping them. So thank you for what you're doing, Nelson.
I'm going to share with you the reason why that happened, okay? That's Amish land. Certain people like Bill Gates wants to buy it. They can't sell their land. So if you destroy the land, it has no value to anybody, okay? So that's where we're going with this whole thing. And you know the whole thing about vaccines. You know why the vaccines were created. And you know what's going on with the vaccines in the manner where, they're trying to cut, 6 billion people off the planet, all those kind of things. And this is all part of the big scheme, okay? So our product, the thing about our product is it was developed by the same people that created the vaccine, the carbons and whatnot, because of the pharmaceuticals. They didn't want that pharmaceutical vaccine in their fish farms. That's why we have it. Okay, well, very scary.
Nelson, I've only got a few seconds to wrap up. I don't want to cut you off, but what you're doing is God's work. Thank you so much for sharing your services with so many others in East Palestine and people who need it. God bless you. Go to CenturyH2O.com and use the code HEALTHY10, and you'll get a discount. Thank you so much, Nelson. God bless you. Okay, guys, it's here. My book, Killer House, is out, and it's number one in 2 different categories on Amazon. I'm so excited. This book will change your life. Grab your copy of Killer House on Amazon today. Follow me here every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern, right here on Real America's Voice. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I've had a lot of people say, hey, I'm in church at that time. Guess what? You can go to realamericasvoice.com and you can follow Faith and Freedom and check out all the interviews that I've done. You could go back, because we've interviewed so many people, from Kirk Cameron to Charlie Kirk, and of course, that rock and roll musician you know and love, Ted Nugent, who's going to be on his last tour ever. And I've also had people say, yeah, right, last tour. No, really. He's 74 years old, and he really wants to just enjoy the rest of his life. Thank you guys so much. As Esther 4:14 says, perhaps we're born for such a time as this. God bless.